Is Northern Ireland's power-sharing executive in danger of collapse? The leader of the Ulster Unionists says the party intends to leave the Northern Ireland executive in protest at the alleged involvement of members of the IRA in a murder earlier this month. The World Tonight's Paul Moss is in Belfast.
Yes, Ritler, a rough day here for anyone who cares about the Northern Ireland peace process. The Ulster Unionist Party's leader saying it no longer wants to be part of the power-sharing agreement here. That government brought together unionists, Republicans and others sitting together at Belfast's historic Stormont Parliament. Now it's hit the buffers. And that, as you say, is because of a murder here in Belfast for which the IRA is being held responsible. It was part of the condition of power-sharing that the IRA was disbanded. Indeed, the Republican Sinn Féin Party says it had. But that hasn't satisfied the Ulster Unionists. Now, they are the junior partners in the coalition which runs Northern Ireland, but the fear is that their walkout will set a precedent. There was an awful sense of foreboding as people gathered at Stormont this afternoon, a sense even of déjà vu. The Northern Ireland Assembly has stumbled its way through one crisis after another, ever since it emerged out of the Good Friday Agreement, which brought peace and power sharing to the province. But with the IRA blamed for the murder of a Belfast man earlier this month, some Assembly members have apparently reached the end of their political tether.
Sinn Féin have no credibility. And we have no trust. And without trust, there is nothing.
That's Mike Nesbitt, leader of the Ulster Unionist Party. They tend to regard Sinn Féin and the IRA as one and the same. They don't believe Sinn Féin when it tells people that the IRA no longer exists. And given the recent killing, Mr. Nesbitt said, Sinn Féin are no longer acceptable as partners in government.
My recommendation is that the Ulster Unionist Party withdraw from the Northern Ireland executive. We need some clarity about the IRA. We want them to stop terrorising their community. We want a peaceful Northern Ireland, free of terrorism, and we want prosperity for all our people.
The current political crisis began here in the Short Strand area of Belfast. This neighbourhood has been a site for violent confrontation right through the modern troubles, an interface area, as they call it, between Belfast's Catholic and Protestant communities. But what happened in Short Strand on August 12th doesn't seem to have been the result of intercommunal tensions. Kevin McGuigan was well known locally as a former member of the IRA, one who'd made friends within the organisation, but also enemies. And when he was shot dead here in front of his wife, plenty of local people assumed it was the work of his former comrades in arms. But what then surprised everyone was that the Chief Constable of Northern Ireland's Police Service, George Hamilton, said they too believed that the IRA was still active and had killed one of their own.
Our assessment is that the hierarchy of the organisation, so that it can be coordinated, controlled, that the members can be influenced, still exists. We assess that individual members are still involved, and it's into that category that those who are responsible for the murder of Kevin McGuigan fall.
It's hard to overstate just how damaging this claim is for the governance of Northern Ireland. There have been claims in the past few years that IRA units carried out killings and other crimes, but the authorities always denied or brushed over the suggestion that the IRA is still active. No one, least of all a senior police officer, has put them in the frame. But more than that, the Stormont Parliament is already in a precarious state right now because of a more mundane but equally damaging row over welfare reform. So, according to the writer Malachy O'Doherty, today's promise of a walkout by the Ulster Unionist Party puts the whole peace process at risk.
They were partners in the peace process. They were the ones who made the big kind of sacrifice. You know, they made room for Sinn Féin within the process. And there's a serious problem that the senior unionist party and the executive, the Democratic Unionist Party, will now have to leave too. That will bring down the Stormont executive. I think with the, you know, we are perhaps on the edge of a precipice here.
If the IRA, as we're told, does still exist, do you think it's ever going to go away?
I think it's very hard to imagine. The IRA, if you trace it back to its predecessor organisation, the IRB, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, is more than 160 years old. The IRA sees itself as the necessary defender of the Catholic people, particularly in Belfast. The IRA was never going to go out of existence.
Paul, that's Neil.
All right. Hey, there, Neil.
Who better to tell me about the IRA and its longevity than one of its own former fighters? Gerard Hodgins spent 18 years in prison for a variety of terrorist offences, including a period on hunger strike. We met at his tiny flat on a rather run-down South Belfast estate, where I found him in a mood that veered between anger and mirth, because, as far as Hodgins is concerned, everyone has known all along that the IRA is still active, and the present outrage of unionist politicians is entirely manufactured.
Mostly, as I say, people who I have known down through the years, down through the generations, as being members of the Provisional IRA. They exist for whatever financial interests they have. They own businesses, cars worth £50,000-£60,000, multiple properties. What is a surprise to me is watching the pantomime politics of people getting themselves worked in the tizzy, saying, oh God, we didn't know they were still there. If they didn't know they were still there, they must have been living in cloud cuckoo land for the past 15 years.
It's not cloud cuckoo land, but the upmarket Bowden Park Cafe does represent the dream that for so long people hoped Belfast would become. A writer once said he knew peace had come to Northern Ireland when they started drinking lattes here. And the lattes were certainly flowing at the Bowden Park this afternoon, along with juices, paninis and beetroot and ginger smoothies. Sitting in this ambiance, it's hard to imagine trouble down the road for Northern Ireland. Yet, when I asked customers about today's political developments, it seemed that fear of turmoil has never quite gone away, nor cynicism about the politicians who are supposed to prevent it.
I wish that they would cooperate. It seems that when there's any sort of obstacle that they're not cooperating, and all that says to me is that they don't want to see progress.
I think a dog in the street would have a good idea what's going on, what has been going on. Most of us treat it like a circus as they roll from one crisis to the next.
How are you feeling today? Are you worried by the developments?
Yes, I would be a bit worried about it. With the Unionist Party withdrawing now, what's going to happen? And I don't believe the IRA have actually gone away. I have grandchildren and I don't want them to go through what we went through for 30 years.
Voices of people in the Bowden Park Cafe in Belfast this afternoon. Now, as you heard there from the writer Malachy O'Doherty, what everyone's waiting to hear now is whether the Democratic Unionist Party will follow the other unionists and walk out. And that really would be grave. The Democratic Unionists have 38 of the 108 seats in the Assembly. They dominate its executive. But when I spoke to their leader, Nigel Dodds, this evening, he made it clear that, as far as he's concerned, walking out will not be their first choice. He wants the UK's Northern Ireland secretary to boot Sinn Féin out of the executive for allegedly failing to keep up with their side of the peace deal.
We have always been very clear that those in government have to be committed to exclusively peaceful and democratic means of operation. That was the basis on which the government was set up in Northern Ireland. And if people are in breach of that, then clearly it is they who should be put out of the government. And the government, the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, and the government at Westminster have a heavy, heavy responsibility to exclude those who are guilty of a breach of their commitments. But if people aren't prepared to live up their responsibilities, then we will take action to preserve them and maintain the integrity of government in Northern Ireland.
Sinn Féin are very insistent that the IRA does not exist and that all of this has been got up for political or other purposes.
Yes, but this is the same organisation that denies that Gerry Adams was ever in the IRA, that denied that the IRA were involved in the Northern Bank robbery back a few years ago, and it's been proved conclusively in both cases that they're wrong. So I don't take Sinn Féin's word in this. Let's take the word of the Chief Constable, who has no particular axe to grind. That's who I believe, rather than Sinn Féin.
What it looks like we're talking about here in the case of this killing is an internal feud. Now, a man is dead, but is an internal feud within what may be the IRA enough reason to pull apart the whole power-sharing agreement, which many people feel has served Northern Ireland very well until now?
Any killing which involves the IRA, and the Chief Constable said that it involves IRA members, is a breach of the basis on which the government was set up. Sinn Féin were to renounce and to do away with all connections to anything but exclusively peaceful and democratic.
And Sinn Féin insists they've done that. They're not calling for a return to the armed struggle, and they're saying the people who carried out the McGuigan killing are wrong.
Yes, they're saying that. But the Chief Constable is making it clear that the IRA is still in existence. And if they, other parties aren't prepared to deal with these issues and exclude Sinn Féin, or the governments aren't prepared to stand up for it, we will decide then at that point what we do, and we will announce it at that stage.
Nigel Dodds, the deputy leader of the DUP. Paul, what's the British government saying about this?
Well, Teresa Villiers, the Northern Ireland secretary, doesn't seem to be giving the sort of definitive anti-Sinn Féin answer that the unionists wanted. She said in a statement that it's up to the Ulster Unionist Party to make their own decisions, and then she just promises to maintain discussions about the murder of Kevin McGuigan. Meanwhile, the Sinn Féin leader, Jeremy Adams, has accused the Ulster Unionist Party of playing party politics against its unionist rivals. He and his party continue to insist, as I said, that the IRA has, as they put it, left the stage. They're not accepting any responsibility for Kevin McGuigan's murder. Richler.
Thank you very much. Paul Moss in Belfast there.